Imadagai Gimbai, Biribi Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Hi, I'm Heidi, and welcome to another episode of King's Kids. Today, Tony is talking about our authority as believers. But before Tony comes along, here's a song by Glen Campbell and Anne Murray called Show Me the Way.
When I find myself in sadness and fear of all to which I tread, I climb the stairs of gladness and face the light of God instead. As I wander through the darkness, I search for all that's truth and right, to walk the paths of glory and see the lamp of God's true light. Show me your way, O Lord, and let me sing all praise to Thee. Take my heart, show me. As I feel the world awaken,
the wonder of your gentle hand
will touch all hearts arising and change the empty course of man.
Today I want to talk about the authority of the believer. To give you an explanation on that, it means that as believers in Christ, we have authority. A lot of people that are Christians don't realize they have authority in Christ. And when circumstances prevail, you can overcome any circumstances by being a believer and using your authority as a believer to speak to circumstances. And I'm reminded of earlier this year, my family came home for my birthday, to be exact. And my birthday was on a Sunday. And the family decided that we would go out to Wauchope for my birthday to celebrate with family and friends. So on the Friday, the family went out and we bought a whole heap of sausages and bread rolls and a whole lot of stuff. And then on the Saturday when we got up to go to this barbecue, we couldn't go anywhere because it had been raining for weeks, and where I live was actually flooded in. And then the water came up so quickly after several days of rain, we couldn't get out of where I lived. And so we cooked up all the sausages and we buttered all the rolls and ready to take out to this barbecue at my son's at Warhope. But what had happened was when we couldn't get out, we'd been given notification by the SES to evacuate. But we couldn't evacuate. By the time we got the message, we couldn't get a vehicle out where we was and we couldn't walk out. And so, can you imagine this? We're stuck in a very small three-bedroom relocatable home in a park in a residential village. And you gotta put it into perspective so that we live inside a levee bank at my end, and most people refer to it as Frog Hollow. And because we have this levee bank around it, it stops the water from coming in from the outside. But when the water fills up from the inside, you can't get rid of the water. That's very important you understand that. You can't get rid of the water without the pump and power working. And even when the power's working and the pump's pumping the water out, it can only mainly do it during low tide because the water can't go out against the tide. So we're stuck in the family home, me and the wife and my daughter and the grandchildren. And they shut the power off and the water can't be pumped out. We had no television for the kids and it was okay during the daylight hours. We wasn't sure even if we had enough candles and for the night. We had no torches and we're stuck. Every day I usually go around to my prayer place and it's not where I live. And I spend hours and hours in prayer. But that was all underwater. Everything was underwater. And what had happened was, on the third day, my daughter said, Dad, she said, we need a miracle because I got to go home tomorrow. And the roads are flooded, the park's flooded, we can't get out. And when I looked at the water rising with the rain, constant rain over 3 days, it came up to the bottom step. Water was underneath the house. Water was about 6 inches from the levee bank, ready to burst any time, come over the top. Water everywhere. And different times we've had the fire brigade in, and after 2 or 3 hours of pumping the water out, the water only went down a couple of inches. And I said to God, I sat outside and I prayed and I talked to God. And I said to God, I said, we need a miracle. At the time, we didn't have insurance for the house. We didn't have insurance for loss of possessions or anything like that, and the water just kept rising. And 3 or 4 of the other homes in the park had already been flooded and water damaged. You know, water broke the levee, broke the bank where the pond was, and it wasn't looking good. And I remember sitting there talking to God, and I said to God, I said, we need a miracle. And God spoke to me and he said, Tony, you need to go out there and take authority. Take authority over the situation. And so I went outside and it was just going on dark. And I looked at the water and it was rising and the rain was coming down heavy. And I took authority as a believer and I spoke to the water not to come any higher. Not to come any higher than the bottom step because it was already at the bottom step. And then I said to God, because my daughter needs to go home tomorrow with the kids, and I said, we got no power, we're in a blackout, the pump can't work, we actually need a miracle or we're going to lose everything. When I got up at 10 o'clock that night, I went out and I looked at the water and it was still at the bottom step and it was still raining. And I went back inside and I went to bed and I said to God as I was going to bed, I said, God, I'm counting on you for a miracle. I got up at 1 o'clock. The water was still there. It was still raining, but only lightly. And I said to God, I said, it's about 4 hours before daylight and I need a miracle. So and I trust God and I knew God would come through. So I said to God, I said, I'm just believing and trusting in you for this miracle. And I got up at 6 o'clock and I went outside and there was no water, not inside the park, not where I lived. There was no water. We still had no power. The pump wasn't working. And I climbed up onto the levee bank behind the house and there was no water. Yet the night before it was only 6 inches off coming over the top. Then I looked out towards the airport. There was no water. I was that excited. I grabbed the car keys. I jumped in the car and I said, I'm going to my prayer place to give thanks to God. and to give praise and worship. And I went around to Tuppence Lane to where I always pray every day. And I sat in the car and I was praying and thanking God and worshiping God. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, Tony, you need to go home. Help your daughter to pack. She has to be out of here within the next 30 minutes. And I said, Lord, but there's no water anywhere. God said to me, she needs to be gone by the next 30 minutes. So I jumped in the car. I raced back home. She was up. I started packing her car for her. She got the kids out of bed. They were still in their pajamas. And you know, while she was packing the car, the heavens opened. And we got something like 8 inches of rain in 20 minutes. And as she started the drive out of the park, the water was up to the door in 20 minutes. You see, if we didn't get a miracle from God, if God hadn't come through, that extra rain would have flooded my house and most of the houses in the village would have lost a lot of properties because it was just horrendous, the rain. And you know what? The power didn't come back on till about 2 p.m. and then the pump started working. But you see, before that, the pumps couldn't work without power. But with God, we can always trust.
We'll be right back.
Darlene checked there with the Jeff Bullock song, Have Faith in God. You're listening to King's Kids and Tony is talking about the authority of believers.
God says in his word many times that as a believer we have authority, but most of the time we don't exercise that authority. We allow circumstances dictate to us. And as a believer in Christ, we can dictate to our circumstances by standing firm on what God's promises and on his word. And his words are full of promise. And you need to read his word. You need to understand where God is. And it's like a father. He's like a real dad. He can do things for you, but he needs you to ask. I think back on that, you know, when I looked at those photos, and I took a lot of photos and put them on Facebook. As I come out here today to the radio, I was looking at a bloke, they're fixing his house up, you know, and that was back in February, another house. You know, they spent $20,000 on a brand new kitchen just before the rain came, before it got flooded. You know, those people haven't been able to move back into that house. There's two other families have spent a fortune raising their houses up off the ground. The reason I'm talking about this today is because God put it on my heart weeks ago, and you know what? Yesterday I actually took insurance out on the place and I took flood damage. Can you believe that? Took flood damage, knowing that God was going to protect us. He did protect us last time and the time before. This is not the first time. This is about the third time that God has actually protected us from flood water. As a believer, we can put our trust in God. Take authority over it. You know, I can remember once that I had to drive through flood water. I was sort of stuck in the middle, like a little island, between Moree and Gundiwindi. And the SES was saying, nobody drive through that flood water. Nobody drive through it because somebody was already washed away. The current was so strong and somebody lost their life. But I was stuck in the middle. And I didn't have a four-wheel drive, I had a very small car. And I said, God, I'm going to trust you. I need to get through this. And I remember, after time, you couldn't even see where the road was. But God got me there. God got me home safely. And many a times, we're forced through life to make decisions that affect us, decisions that are dangerous, driving through floodwaters, out in storms. And we just got to trust God. We just got to know that God is God, and we need to put our trust in him.
Everybody needs a love that's strong enough when times get tough to be a constant shelter from the rain. Love that hopes and love that heals, a love that cares and love that feels, a love that shares the pleasure and the pain. And over the horizon, dark clouds are rolling in. I know that I can count to stand with me again. Whether it rains, whether it snows, whether it hails or a hot wind blows, no matter how cold it gets, our love will keep us warm. And we'll weather the storm. Life just seems to have a way, blowing all these storms our way. Yet we've had the strength to make it through. Make it ride rough, they never could blow hard enough to ever drive my heart away from you. take my hand, hold on to me tight, 'cause I can see it's gonna be another stormy night. Whether it rains, whether it snows, whether it hails or a hard wind blows, no matter how cold it gets, our love will keep us warm. Together we'll weather the storm. No matter how cold it gets, our love will keep us warm. Together we'll weather the storm.
Michael James with Weather the Storm. Tony wants to finish the program today with a joke. So back to you, Tony.
There's this guy. There's a big flood going on. You know, and the flood waters have come across his property, started getting into the house, and him and his family climbed up onto the roof of their house. And this guy cried out to God. He said, God, you know, I know you're going to look after me and you're going to protect me. And that day the SES came out. The first of all, they came out in a, the SES came out in a four-wheel drive in the flood waters, and they said to the guy, you know, we're going to evacuate you into town so you can be safe, you and your family. And the guy said, you can take the family, but I'm staying with the farm, he said, because I'm going to put my trust in God. Anyway, when the flood waters got higher and higher, the SES came out in a boat, and he said, no, I'm staying. God's going to look after me. And when the flood waters got up to the roof of his house, he's sitting on the roof of his house, and they turn up with an helicopter. And he said, no, I'm going to stay here, and God's going to protect me. Well, later that day, he drowned, and he finished up in heaven. And he said to God, he said, I thought you was going to protect me, he said, from that flood water. God said, what more do you want? He said, I sent a four-wheel drive for you. He said, I sent a boat for you, and I sent an helicopter. And you see, that's what life's like. Yeah, a lot of the time we know that God's telling us to do something and we ask God for help and then God sends it and we don't take his advice or we don't take the help because we're too proud and too stubborn. But as a believer, I want you to know you can trust God. Like God kept me and my family safe. And nobody lost their lives in that flood, but a lot of people lost property and damage. But you know, God is so good. You got to think about the miracle that actually happened there because thousands and thousands and thousands of litre don't disappear in 4 hours just when there's no pump to pump it out. And I'm not talking about the floodwaters outside of the park, but even then when it's flooded before in the past, it's taken weeks and weeks for the water to go down. But it was all gone in 4 hours. But then when the storms came again, it filled up. But when the pumps came, when the power came on, it cleared it out. But just know today that you can trust God. And if you're a Christian today, you need to really put your trust in God and use your and exercise your right as a believer.
Thanks, Tony. A joke with a meaning we can relate to. God is always there in our good times and bad. We just have to learn to swallow our pride and accept the hand he offers us, no matter what form it comes to us in. Deuteronomy 2 verse 7 says, "The Lord our God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through his vast wilderness. The Lord your God has been with you and you have not lacked anything." Thanks for your company today. I'm Heidi and you've been listening to King's Kids. We'd love to add you as a friend on Facebook at King's Kids Ministries International. Or if you would like Tony to minister to you personally, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. See you next week.